Very good question, and here's my answer, and I believe the Ontario Party will do this vigilantly. This is a very serious issue that has been made worse since the pandemic by the irresponsible actions of the Ford government. I think it's tragic that Premier Ford considered liquor and beer stores as an essential service, but not programs like AA, Narcotics Anonymous, and many of the other rehab and social programs that were aimed to assist the hurting of our society. First of all, the Ontario Party will pass laws that will deem all social programs that help people mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, including places of worship where people are encouraged and helped spiritually, emotionally, and through counseling, to always be an essential service. Never again will these important essential services be locked down under the Ontario Party watch. Secondly, because of my experience as a pastor, I will encourage mayors and Reeves in the Nipissing riding to use funds for helping the homeless, those with mental illness, and those struggling with addictions. For example, I know that the city of North Bay wants to build another arena slated for about $50 million. Because we already have three arenas, we've got three arenas already in North Bay, and that's wonderful. I love hockey like the next person. But let's use that money instead for recovery programs. If I'm elected as your MPP, I will work diligently on persuading the city and towns in the area of reallocating funds for helping the homeless, people struggling with mental health and addiction issues. We will hire professional and compassionate social workers and psychoanalysts who have the experience and the compassion to help not give out a hand, but give a hand up. We will advertise the plight of those who are struggling to our community. Not only will they become more aware, but by knowing what's going on, they will become more compassionate so that we all can get behind and help lift up the hurting and the broken in our community. Awareness and compassion among the more fortunate is a big part of the solution. And I know that we've all been touched by a friend or a family member who has struggled and has gone through depression or has an addiction issue. And we all become happier, stronger people when we take time out to help those that are less fortunate and are hurting today.